Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Advanced Guide to Real Estate Investing. How to Identify the Hottest Markets and Secure the Best Deals is a non-fiction real estate investing book by Ken McElroy. Andrew Fichian, published under the Rich Dad Advisors umbrella and aimed at readers who already understand the basics of property investment. The book extends beyond introductory advice and focuses on the decisions that matter once an investor is ready to operate at a higher level, choosing strong markets, evaluating multifamily opportunities, building a reliable professional team, and structuring transactions with an eye toward tax efficiency. Its purpose is practical rather than theoretical, presenting real estate as a disciplined business that depends on market selection, deal analysis, and execution. The book also reflects McElroy's broader investment philosophy, which favors income-producing multifamily properties over more commonly promoted financial assets. That combination of strategy, market commentary, and transaction-level guidance makes it especially relevant for investors seeking to refine their approach. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the book treats multifamily housing as the core investment vehicle. As a central argument of the book is that multifamily housing offers advantages that many other real estate categories do not. McElroy presents apartment-style properties as especially attractive because they can produce recurring income, spread risk across multiple tenants, and scale more efficiently than smaller single-family holdings. This framing matters because it changes the way an investor evaluates opportunity. Instead of focusing only on purchase price or neighborhood appeal, the reader is encouraged to think about cash flow, occupancy stability, and operational control. The book also implies that multifamily investing rewards systems and management discipline, not just market luck. That makes it useful for readers who want to move from passive interest in real estate to a more business-like approach. By elevating multifamily assets above more speculative or emotionally driven choices, the book sets a clear strategic priority and uses that priority to guide the rest of its advice. Secondly, how market selection becomes the foundation of investment performance. The book places unusually strong emphasis on identifying hot markets before chasing individual deals. This is important because even a well-priced property can underperform if it sits in a weak local economy with poor job growth, low demand, or limited demographic support. McElroy's approach encourages investors to look at broader conditions such as population movement, business activity, and local investment trends before committing capital. The practical value of this perspective is that it shifts the reader away from a deal-by-deal mindset and toward a market-first discipline. In other words, the location is not treated as a passive backdrop but as a major driver of returns. The book suggests that careful market selection helps reduce downside risk and improves the odds of finding properties with long-term appreciation and reliable rental demand. For serious investors, that is a more durable framework than relying on short-term pricing or enthusiasm about a single property. Thirdly, the book's focus on deal structure, taxation, and transaction efficiency. Another key theme is that profitable investing depends not only on buying the right property, but also on structuring the sale and ownership correctly. The book highlights ways investors can avoid unnecessary taxes when selling or repositioning property, which reflects a more advanced understanding of real estate as a transaction-based business. This is a meaningful distinction because many beginners focus almost entirely on acquisition, while experienced investors know that after-tax outcomes often determine true profitability. The book's treatment of tax planning is not presented as a technical legal manual, but as a strategic consideration that should be built into every serious decision. That makes the material useful for readers who want to protect gains rather than simply generate them, by connecting deal structure to final returns. The book reinforces a broader lesson: smart real estate investing is not just about finding bargains, but about preserving value through careful execution. Fourthly, why assembling the right team is presented as an investment advantage. The book stresses that investors should surround themselves with a strong team, including professionals who can support acquisition, management, finance, and legal or tax decisions. This emphasis reflects a realistic view of multifamily investing, where complexity increases as portfolio size grows. A good team helps reduce costly mistakes, improves decision quality, and allows the investor to act more efficiently in competitive markets. McElroy's approach also suggests that no one succeeds in advanced real estate investing alone, because the operational demands are too broad for a single person to manage well. This topic is especially important because it shows that performance is not only a matter of finding information, it is also a matter of organization and execution. Investors who understand this can treat relationship building as part of their strategy rather than as a side concern. The result is a more resilient and scalable investment process, Lastly, how the book challenges mainstream investing narratives with a real estate case for capital allocation. The book is also notable for its critique of mainstream financial media, which McElroy argues tends to overemphasize stocks, bonds, and mutual funds while giving real estate less attention. This argument is not merely rhetorical. It supports the book's broader mission of persuading readers to reconsider where long-term wealth may be built. By questioning the incentives behind conventional investment messaging, the book encourages more independent thinking about asset classes. That does not mean it rejects all other investments, but it does present real estate as a serious alternative that deserves greater scrutiny. This perspective gives the book a distinct identity within the investing genre, because it combines tactical guidance with an institutional critique. Readers who are open to evaluating asset allocation from a real estate-first perspective will find this especially relevant. The book's contribution is therefore not only practical, but also interpretive. It challenges default assumptions about what counts as a safe or preferred investment. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who already understand basic real estate concepts and want a more strategic framework for investing in multifamily properties. It will be most useful to active investors, aspiring portfolio builders, and readers who are evaluating markets rather than simply browsing property listings. The practical benefit is that it connects several advanced concerns that are often treated separately in beginner books: market timing, deal structure, tax awareness, and team selection. That makes it more operational than inspirational. Its intellectual value is also clear, because it pushes readers to think about real estate as a system of decisions instead of a single purchase. Compared with many books in the genre, it stands out for combining a strong pro-multifamily position with a direct challenge to conventional investment narratives. It does not try to cover all real estate strategies equally. Instead, it narrows the field and argues for a specific, disciplined approach. For readers interested in that approach, the book offers a focused and practical next step beyond introductory investing material. If you would like to support Ken McElroy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description.